Hello, everyone. Thank you for your attention. My name is Elizabeth Tarlov. I'm at the Heinz VA Hospital outside of Chicago. I'm going to talk to you about a study of the impacts of the Affordable Care Act on VA primary care utilization. I first want to acknowledge my colleagues, and in particular, the leader, the PI of this study, my colleague Kevin Stroop at Heinz. So the a little bit of context first, and just to remind you about the insurance provisions of the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, which expanded healthcare coverage options for many non-elderly veterans. And it did this in at least a couple of ways. One was through expanded Medicaid eligibility, where veterans, individuals, including veterans with low income, would have been eligible for Medicaid coverage if their states participated up to 138% of the federal poverty level, and then subsidized premiums for insurance purchased through the healthcare marketplace for veterans with incomes from between 100 and 400% of the federal poverty level. And these would have were anticipated to have potential effects on, in particular, on Medicaid coverage. An early study anticipated that up to 16% of VA enrollees without other coverage would be eligible, newly eligible for Medicaid coverage under the ACA if their state signed on. And a recently published study found an estimated 2.7 percentage point increase in Medicaid enrollment between 2013 and 2015 among VA enrollees. So we began to think about expanded insurance options, their potential impacts on VA care. Very little actually is known about healthcare seeking behavior among non-Medicare enrolled veterans who have non-VA coverage. And clearly, there are potential implications of expanded non-VA insurance for VA resource use and planning and coordination of care. So our objective was to determine shifts in use of VA primary care attributable to insurance provisions of the ACA. We looked at veterans under 65 without Medicare coverage who were previously enrolled in VA, and then we drilled down to two groups of particular interest. One was a high need group from a medical care, healthcare standpoint, which was a group of veterans with diabetes and at least one other chronic condition, and then a group likely eligible for Medicaid coverage if they lived in a state that expanded coverage, and that's veterans in priority group five, which who are low income. We conducted a retrospective longitudinal cohort study using VA data. These were, again, non-elderly veterans without other coverage when the ACA provisions were implemented in January of 2014 and were using healthcare services in the 2 years prior to that. We looked at primary healthcare use in the 2 years prior and the 2 years after. And we conducted segmented regression analyses, which is an approach that's particularly apt for examining effects of policy changes in that we are able to identify both level and trend changes in utilization while accounting for pre-existing trends in utilization. We conducted estimated mixed effects logit models in which we estimated the effects of the ACA represented by both the post and the trend change variables you see here on the odds of use of VA primary care in each quarter while controlling for pre-existing trends and a list of individual level covariates. So results over 300,000 women, almost 300,000 men. This was a 100% sample of women and 10% of men. You see the mean age there. About 90% of women and 89% of the men had used primary care in the 2 years prior to implementation of the ACA insurance provisions in January of 2014. This graph shows the proportion of the women's full sample and the women's diabetes subsample that had a VA primary care visit in each quarter during the study period. Of note, for the full sample, there was an upward slope in the proportion with a primary care visit in the pre-period and then a drop just after implementation of the ACA. That vertical red line, it just demarcates the point at which the ACA was implemented. But in the diabetes group, there was a slightly downward slope in the proportion using VA primary care in the pre-period, although a similar drop just after the ACA implementation. And the drops translated to a decrease of about 10% in the odds of a primary care visit in the first quarter of 2014. And again, these are just unadjusted proportions. And I'm from here forward, I'm going to be showing the men and women side by side. That was to introduce you basically to the slide. This is the men showing very similar patterns. In this set, this is the priority group 5 veterans by Medicaid expansion status. And of note here, men and women showed somewhat different patterns where for women living in expansion states, the proportions using primary care diverged from women in non-expansion states beginning about 6 months prior to the ACA implementation. And then this finally is a priority group 5 by state Medicaid expansion status, as I just showed, but specifically looking at the subgroup with diabetes and a comorbidity, just to kind of show you that the patterns are different from the full sample. The diabetes group is different. These are log odds estimates of the pre-trend, the level change represented by the post variable, and the trend change. All estimates shown here are statistically significant. Essentially what we see is a level change, a decrease in the level of utilization associated with ACA insurance implementation, and then also a negative change in the trend, negative change in comparison to the pre-ACA trend. And then these estimates are for the diabetes and comorbidity group. Again, level decreases, but in contrast to the full sample in the diabetes group, there are positive trend changes. So an increase in comparison to the trend in the pre-period. So what does this mean? This graph gives you an idea of the estimated ACA effects as they played out across quarters in the post-period. These are adjusted odds ratios, and they account for both the level and the trend changes. They show first a decrease in the odds of primary care use in quarter one, the first quarter of 2014 for all groups. After that, we see a continued gentle decrease in utilization in the full sample of women and men, which are the two lower lines, and a somewhat steeper increase in utilization among both women and men with diabetes. These are the log odds estimates for the priority group 5, and just they're essentially the same that we saw for this full sample, negative level change, level decreases and negative level changes. And then this is the graph for that. Little hard to see, but the two upper lines are priority group 5 men, with those in expansion and non-expansion states basically overlapping. The two lower lines are the women, with women in non-expansion states showing an ever so slightly steeper downward trend. More pronounced, though, is that among veterans in priority group 5, women had greater decreases in ACA-associated primary care utilization than did men. So to summarize, we found decreases in primary care utilization associated with the expanded coverage afforded by the Affordable Care Act. We found both level and trend changes where the pre-ACA trends in utilization were interrupted. We found differing effects in a high-need group of veterans with diabetes and other comorbidities. Although they experienced the same level change, their odds of using primary care climbed across time to reach and surpass ACA, pre-ACA levels. And our hypothesis of greater effects among priority group 5 veterans in expansion compared to non-expansion states was not supported. We found no evidence of that. Want to mention a couple of limitations. One, we are unable to distinguish between the effects that were related to discontinuation of VA use entirely and versus use among people who are still using VA but decreased frequency of use. And most importantly, this analysis cannot account for post-ACA secular events unrelated to the ACA that might have impacted utilization. And, you know, those that come to mind first are, for me anyway, would be the wait time debacle and then the advent of choice. Thank you.
I think I see a question in the back. Yeah, go ahead.
Very interesting talk, and I have many questions, so we can talk later as well. But you talk about expansion states and non-expansion states. But, you know, not all expansion states and non-expansion states are created equal, as you well know.
Yep.
So I was wondering how you model an expansion state versus a non-expansion state. So, for example, in 2014, you know, we have a bunch of states that come online. Some come online in April, some come online in January, some come online in June.
So we initially had grouped them according, you know, we had three different groups according to when their state expanded. But we collapsed those because we didn't find that didn't seem to be very illuminating. But I think more to your point is probably when did we measure where they lived? Because, right? Because these were repeated measures. So we took where people lived at the quarter right before the ACA went in. So the last quarter of 2013. Yeah.
Any other questions? No? All right. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. That was interesting. Okay.